And now online, via various audio providers, on your phone or tablet, via your desktop or laptop, I don't know, it's time for another edition of Ian Danter's Barmy Old Podcast.
Howdo, we're back again. It's episode 8 of Ian Danter's Barmy Old Podcast. Sketches and songs, old and new. It's me and my writing partner Sean Percival, the voice of Bob, both plunder my BRMB and Heart FM comedy show archive, and also plunder our own brains right now to bring you fresh stuff too. I hope it finds you safe and well. My name is Ian Danter, TalkSport presenter, Planet Rock DJ, and former shopping telly bloke. Yeah, true. Sold karaoke machines, trampolines, and sapphire pendants, amongst many other trinkets. That was a lifetime ago, I tell you. Any questions or comments about this show can be sent through my website, iandanter.co.uk, where you'll find a link to email me personally. Or there's Twitter, if you prefer. That's at TalkDance, at TalkDants. Rate, review, and subscribe. Please do it. You know it makes sense. And it helps me sleep at night. Coming up in the next half hour or so, Black Country Bob takes on a new personality in the House of Commons, a man who we'll hopefully meet in person later on too. We'll have a chat with our old mate Ozzy Osbourne. Des is in a DIY shop, I think, and I have another brand new undiscovered Mr. Men story for you. But we'll start, as we usually do, with a parody song that I love putting together here from scratch at my home studio with the drums and the bass and the guitars, keyboards, etc. And we actually have a load of new parody songs for you today. Remember, we don't use karaoke backing tracks. I do prefer to make them myself here, especially when the arrangement of the song can be slightly different from the original. Care has been taken, I promise you. See, we are knuckling down, Sean and me. Now, when it became obvious there was going to be a lockdown, a large percentage of first, second, third, even fourth year university students decided to abandon their scruffy digs and return to the relative luxury of their parents' house to be pampered and fussed over. Now, whilst I'm sure most of the mums and dads concerned were delighted to have them back at first, nearly 2 months down the line, the novelty could well be wearing off. I wonder how Brian Ferry and the Roxy Music Boys are coping.
Well, now the kids are back home, and though I don't like to moan, they're being a bit rude and eating all of our food. We're stuck together. Oh God, we're stuck together. Please end this lockdown now. I'm nearly at the end of my tether. Well, it was quite nice at first, but now it's worse and worse. The fridge is empty again. I feel like strangling them. We're stuck together. Oh no, we're stuck together. We need a vaccine now, 'cause I'm at the end of my tether.
Hoo-ha, hoo. Oh, God, what a day. I need a drink. What? Who's quaffed all the beer? Who's quaffed it? Hey, and what the hell happened to my last scotch egg? I was saving that for Killing Eve later. And all the Kit Kats have gone as well. There was a full packet on Saturday, right? Full packet. Where's it gone? Oh, and by the way, have you never heard of flushing the loo? Goodness sake.
When they were young, they were nice, just like sugar and spice. But now it's just hell. They sleep all day and they smell. We're stuck together. Oh God, we're stuck together. Please end this lockdown now. I'm well past the end of my tether.
Oh, for the love of God, can we open the window? Get some fresh air in here.
Time we headed off to the Houses of Parliament, where we get to hear regularly from the politically incorrect MP for Dudley, Black Country Bob. Of course, lockdown rules still apply in the House, with less MPs in attendance due to social distancing. But one bloke who's always there is the Speaker. And we have a new Speaker now from up north, who's recently taken over from John Bercow. His name is Sir Lindsay Hoyle. I wonder what Bob makes of him. Not much, I imagine.
He's in the House of Commons, he's parliamentary, and proudly representing his constituency. He's the perfect politician until he opens his gob. He's the MP for Dudley, he's Black Country Bob.
Mr. Speaker!
Right, order, order please. Statement to the House...
Point of order, Mr. Speaker! I put it to you that you're a woman trapped in a man's body!
Now, why would the Right Honourable Member for Dudley think that?
Cos you've got a wench's name, are you, Mr. Speaker? Lindsay!
The Right Honourable Member for Dudley is talking nonsense. There are quite a few men out there called Lindsay.
Go on, then! Name one! I'll bet you'll call!
OK, if the Right Honourable Member for Dudley insists...
Oh, I'm done!
OK, then. The guitarist from one of the most successful rock bands ever, Fleetwood Mac, he were a man called Lindsay Buckingham.
You've got it wrong there, Mr. Spiker. The fit blonde wench who sang with Fleetwood Mac, you'll probably find out that Earl have been the one called Lindsay.
No, no, the Right Honourable Member for Dudley is mistaken.
No, I.
The blonde female singer were called Stevie Nicks.
What? So the bloke was called Lindsay and the bird was called Steve? Jesus! What were they, Mr. Spiker? Some kind of transgender band? Don't tell me, don't tell me! He had his mate and two veg cut off and they sewed it onto her!
I suggest the Right Honourable Member for Dudley gets back on his feet and retracts his last statement.
No! Oh, whoa!
It were crass, ignorant, insulting, ill-informed, and I suggest he also apologises to the LGBT community.
What's bacon, lettuce and tomato sandwiches got to do with it?
Oh, order, order.
What are you all lot laughing at?
I will have order in this house. Order. Yeah.
It's Mick Jagger here with more from my lockdown diary on the Barmio podcast. Do you want to know when I go out for my once-a-day exercise?
Undercover.
All out of sight. Undercover of the night.
Well, nostalgia is around just about everywhere at the moment, especially in sports, and many of you know that I'm a Birmingham City fan. Last weekend on the club's own YouTube channel, Blues showed a complete rerun of our 2002 playoff final win against Norwich at the Millennium Stadium in Cardiff, got us into the Premier League. I was there that day working for BRNB as pitch side reporter, right next to Steve Bruce and the Blues subs, whilst my boss, Tom Ross, and former Birmingham skipper Kevin Broadhurst were in the opposite stand doing the match commentary. Never forget it, an unreal day. Now, I'd driven down to Cardiff early that Sunday morning ahead of the game in the afternoon, but Tom, he'd already been in the city for 3 days presenting phone-ins, preview shows, watching training, interviewing players, managers, and a Sunday morning music show on BRNB as I drove down the M5. I have to admit, I did laugh my head off when Tom, who, in fairness, was more used to the 60s and 70s artists he played on his Capital Gold breakfast show, played a current song at the time called Can't Fight the Moonlight, and said on air, as the record faded, BRNB on player final day with me, Tom Ross, and Leanne Rimes. Does she really? I thought. Anyway, all this nostalgia for that game reminded me that on the Friday before the game, we'd imagined on the Barmy Brummies Drive Time show that we somehow had access to eavesdrop Tom, who was, in truth, actually staying at the same hotel that Blues were at.
Hi, I'm Tom Ross and I'm here live and exclusive at the Blues Team Hotel. The atmosphere is building ahead of the big final, and just looking there, I'm following the porter down the hall at the moment. He's taking me to my suite, and oh, it looks like he's heading for the room next to Steve Bruce's with my suitcase. Oh, go on, son, get in there. Oh, he's gone two doors further down. I'm stopping next door to David Sullivan instead. What a chance missed there. But hey, just looking there, and there's a very nice blonde girl just going into David's room. Hey, easy tiger. But now I'm in my room, and hey, I've just thought of something I wanted to ask when I first arrived. So let's get to the phone. Start dialing now, because 9 gets me to reception.
Hello, reception. Can I help you?
Hi, Tom Ross here, suite 420. Now, could you tell me if room service is included in the price of this suite?
All right, hang on, Mr. Ross. I'll just find out for you.
Oh, go on, son. Go on, son. Get in there, son. Get in there, my son.
Hello, Mr. Ross.
Yes.
Yes, all room service is included in the price.
He's made mistakes booking hotel rooms before, but he's made no mistake this time. Absolutely brilliant stuff. And, just one more question, young man. I do want me breakfast delivered tomorrow, and hotels like yours, they normally only do continental with them croissants and jam. And, hey, let me tell you, that stuff is minging. I prefer bacon and eggs and that. What can you do for me, young man? What can you do?
I don't know. I'll just ask the manager. One moment.
Oh, go on, son. I'm in again. Go on, son. Go on, my son.
Mr. Ross, yes. Yeah, no problem. We'll do you a full English breakfast.
Yes! Straight in my belly.
It's Ian Danter's Barmy Old Podcast. You heard from the new House of Commons speaker, Sir Lindsay Hoyle, with Bob earlier. And Sir Lindsay should be joining me shortly for a chinwag, I hope. And don't forget, Des and the Mr. Men aren't far off. Before that, you may have seen that some fast food outlets in London and surrounding counties in the southeast have opened their drive-through facilities this past week. And the sheer volume of vehicles that set out for them straight away was absolutely unbelievable. Maybe you saw the pictures or the videos like I did, as disbelieving motorists drove past these places. Poor old Suggs from Madness was just one of those caught up in the rush for the Golden Arches.
I've been queuing in my car for a double cheeseburger. 700 calories. It really blocks the arteries. You wait for fast food that tastes great, but guarantees you pile on weight. I headbutt the steering wheel, a 2-hour wait for a happy meal. The kids will really go berserk if the milkshake thingy doesn't work. They ask me if we're nearly there.
We're nearly there, Dad.
But we're not moving anywhere. It's now nearly over, we're after the Green Range Rover. Bloke in front, he's going large. He's the size of a river barge. He's the size of a river barge.
Oh, what's the delay now? Oh, God, he wants extra sauces.
Tomorrow night, he's finger-licking deep-fat fried KFC chicken. Then it's off to A&E, cos I'll have had a coronary. Ha, ha, ha.
Hello there, this is the recently elected Speaker of the House of Commons, Sir Lindsay Hoyle, on Ian Danter's Barmy Old Podcast. Now, just because I have a strong northern accent, it doesn't mean I'm the type of northerner you often see portrayed rather patronisingly in movies from the 1960s and 70s. So, I walked in the house last night and said to the wife, well, obviously, I didn't just walk straight into the house. I took my hobnail boots off first. Then I removed my flat cap, fed the whippet, put my slippers on, sat in front of the fire, ate me hot pot and dumplings, filled me pipe, lit me pipe, opened a bottle of brown ale, sat back in me armchair, put me feet up, and then I said to the wife, "Hey up, love," I said. I refuse to be stereotyped as a northerner.
And what did she say?
Oh, I don't know. I couldn't hear her. She were up chimney with it brushes.
All right. Well, thank you, Sir Lindsay. Pleasure to speak to you. We need to crack on here, as it's time to check in with dishy old Des and his diaries. Now, I can't tell you the number of times over the years that Sean handed me a Des script to record, and I'd look over it saying repeatedly, "Can I say that?" To be told, "Course you can, Ian, course you can." I think this item was a particular favourite of one of our programme controllers at BRMB, Adam Bridge, who had previously worked under the dodgy pseudonym on air of Dr. Sex as part of Jeremy Carr's fledgling Problem Line Sunday night phone-in. Dr. Sex just sounds a bit much, doesn't it? You just couldn't carry it off with a name like that as stylishly as the Housewife's Choice can here.
Des's Diary.
Hi, girls. Dez here on Ian Danter's Sunday Carve-Up here on 100.7 Hard FM. And it's time, once again, for Dez's Diaries. And today, it's a big... Hi, girls. It's all the staff at the DIY shop. Well, would you believe it? I recently went to purchase a torch for my girlfriend.
If she's like me,
the manageress informed me,
she'll need a very powerful 10-incher with a wide grip. It's helped me out of many a sticky situation,
she stated. Well, apparently she'd only bought it because her husband's didn't work properly.
You had to shake it violently to start it up, and even then it would only last for a couple of minutes,
she complained. Well, I think she liked reading because she told me she used it under the sheets at night.
It gets very hot and it really makes my face light up,
she purred.
And unlike my old man's, it'll keep going all night,
she added. Fantastic. Well, my advice to the ladies is buy one now and keep it in your bedside cabinet with a spare Duracell. Because, you know, one of these days you'll be home alone during a power cut and you'll be absolutely desperate for it. Cheerio.
Des's Diary. The Sunday Carve-Up. 100.7 Hot FM.
Well, another week of uncertainty to come in football, I suppose. If the Premier League does restart, some juicy old fixtures await. Now, they do say, don't they, that if your team reaches the magic 40 points, you're all but guaranteed Premier League survival. Crystal Palace and Burnley are both on 39 points and they still have to play each other. And that could well be their first match back if things are resumed. A point each from that game and both teams will be able to relax. They'll be safe, all the riches and prestige that go with it. So I got the managers together, Sean Dyche and Roy Hodgson, together via Zoom to discuss this pivotal fixture. And I started off by asking Sean Dyche how he saw the game panning out.
Well, it's going to be a draw, isn't it, Roy? 0-0.
Well, not necessarily, Sean.
No, Roy, you're not hearing me. It's going to be a draw, isn't it? 0-0.
Well, you know, anything can happen in Premier League football.
What do you mean, Roy? Anything can happen in football. 1 point each and we're both safe. If we share the points, it'll be mutually beneficial. So I'll say it one more time. It's going to be a draw, isn't it, Roy? 0-0.
Well, you know, we'll have to see how it plays out, Sean. There's always a chance we're going to score goals with Wilf and Andros on the wings and Big Christian in the middle. Who knows?
Yeah, but what about if something happens to Wilf and Andros before the game, Roy? An unfortunate accident, let's say. And also, a chainsaw in the wrong hands and Big Christian might not be so big anymore.
Sorry, why are you talking like this, Sean?
Well, because I'm a gruff-voiced geezer, ain't I, Roy? And if you don't do what I say, you might... You know, find yourself tied to a chair in a deserted warehouse in Bethnal Green with me and Ray Winston standing over you, both of us packing shooters.
Well, why would you do that, Sean?
Well, because I'm a Cockney gangster, ain't I, Roy? I'm a proper East End villain. Me, ducking, diving apples and pears. Maybe it's because I'm a Londoner that I love London Town.
But Sean, according to Wikipedia, you're from Northamptonshire.
What, you mean I wasn't born within the sound of Bow Bells and...
brought up on pie and mash and jelly deals?
No, Sean, according to this, you were born and raised in Kettering and as a lad enjoyed the occasional bowl of Frosties.
Well, in that case, forget everything I've just said and may the best team win.
No doubt that one of the world's most famous and instantly recognisable rock stars, both in terms of looks and voice, is Birmingham's very own Ozzy Osbourne. He's still making great music, by the way. His latest album is really, really good. We had Ozzy as a regular guest in the studio during our Sunday carve-up days in the mid-2000s. Here he is, lamenting the fact that he'd been forced, seemingly against his will, into the world of advertising. Sharon's idea, I imagine.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne on Heart FM.
Hey, all right, Oz. So, Oz, mate, I can't believe it's not butter.
Oh, don't talk to me about that.
Why?
Oh, I hated doing that advert, Ian.
Oh, did you? Why?
He was the director, man.
Right.
He was a right ponce. He kept telling me, put the butter on the bread. Put the butter on the bread.
Oh,
he was a pompous, pious, arrogant, offensive...
Oh, dear.
Well, I don't know. He kept asking me, right, you know, put this on the bread. Put, the, what is it, a slice? Is this, a chunk?
What, a knob?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. You summed him up perfectly. Have you met him or something?
No, Oz, I meant he kept... Oh, never mind.
Have you heard
what?
About these new eyes they're constructing around Britain?
New eyes? What are you talking about, Oz?
You know, like the London Eye and the Birmingham Eye on Broad Street,
I see what you mean.
They're building three more now around Britain.
Are they? Where are they building?
Yeah, there's going to be one in Glasgow, right? One in Newcastle. And one in the Black Country as well.
Oh, really? Oh, fascinating.
Yeah. They're going to be called the Ochi, the Y-Eye, and the Dudley.
All right, thanks. I fell for that, Oz. All right, speak to you next week, mate. You have a good one.
Rockin' Roll!
Hello, this is Jürgen Klopp again on Ian Danter's Barmy Old Podcast. Okay, Ian, I will answer your question.
I didn't ask you a question, Jürgen.
Yes, you did, Ian. You asked me what my favourite song of all time is. Well, let me tell you.
What?
It's Come Back and Finish What You Started by Gladys Knight and the Pips. Yeah, why? Because she's right, isn't she? If you start something and then it stops, you have to come back and finish it, don't you? You can't just stop halfway through and forget it ever happened, can you? No, of course you can't. You continue. You carry on where you left off. Like Gladys says, you keep going and until the end, until it is finished. Until it is decided. Until a conclusion is reached. Until a winner is declared. Until the champions are crowned. And you'll never walk alone. You'll never walk.
He is a jolly chap, isn't he, that Jürgen Klopp? We'll leave him to it again, though, because I want to bring you another previously unearthed, unreleased Mr. Men story narrated by the late, great Arthur Lowe. And given the uncertainty over how the football season is going to play out post-lockdown, there's a few folk in a bit of a flap about it.
Mr. Premier League chairman turned off the news item detailing the proposed restart of the football season and put his head in his hands. The omens weren't good. His team were in the bottom three, and he was worried. In fact, he was so worried, he'd actually lost weight, and his trousers were too big for him and kept falling down. So, do you know what Mr. Premier League chairman did? He put a belt on his trousers, and you'll never guess what happened. Yes, you're right, they stayed up. That's a good omen, thought Mr. Premier League chairman. Then, trying to take his mind off the looming restart and ensuing battle for top flight survival, Mr. Premier League chairman went into his garden to see if the fence he'd partially erected the day before was okay. There'd been some very high winds overnight, and Mr. Premier League chairman was worried that the fence panels might not still be standing, but you'll never guess what. Yes, you're right, they'd stayed up. Another good omen, said Mr. Premier League chairman,
My trousers stayed up. My fence panel stayed up. These things do happen in threes.
Mr. Premier League chairman thought optimistically.
My football team are bound to stay up now. The omens are good.
Now, 2 months later, the season was over. And can you guess what happened to Mr. Premier League chairman's team? No, you're wrong. They didn't stay up. They went down.
Serves me right for believing in omens, said Mr. Premier League chairman later,
as he turned the TV on to watch the horror channel. And you'll never guess what movie they were showing. No, you're wrong again. It was The Exorcist. Poor Mr. Premier League chairman. Should have bought some decent players in the January window, the stupid, tight, superstitious...
Back to the music. Now, as I was putting this episode together, it wasn't clear exactly what the government were or weren't going to do with regard to lockdown laws going forward. All I can be certain of is that we're still, for the most part, going to need to stay 2 metres apart from each other and everything. Sting and his mates in the Police are certainly convinced that's still the way to go.
We're social distancing. I went to Sainsbury's. This old man was dry coughing next to the frozen peas. Red face and so sweaty, he didn't look too well. So I made a swift exit like a bat out of hell.
Noticed something wrong with my rear end this morning.
Well, what specifically?
There's a little black spot on my bun today.
There's no more back there.
Let's have a look.
I am flapping cause it wasn't there yesterday.
That's no more back there.
Oh, it's just dirt. Get in the shower, you tramp.
Is that it then for today? Actually, not quite. We have a bonus tune for you to round things off today. The show, you see, was all set Friday afternoon. And then I saw a story that made me do a proper double take. And I was straight on the phone to Sean, thinking to myself, oh, we can't leave this one alone. So Brian May of Queen, one of my all-time musical heroes, was briefly hospitalised this week after suffering severe tears to muscles in his derriere, his posterior, whilst doing a bit too much graft in his back garden this week. Oh, Brian. Get well soon, mate.
Oh, Brian's in hospital tonight. Oh, his bottom doesn't feel quite right. Oh, a torn off Ah's muscles wad, he's got his bottom hurt. That's why he's making screaming sounds.
Ooh, my gluteus maximus. Well, I do have a degree.
He was doing some gardening, cutting back and watering, and he had just finished cutting all the grass.
Yeah.
He bent down to plant some beans, then he let out loads of screams, 'cause he just torn every muscle in his ass.
Oh well, who wants to live forever?
Well, he put ice cubes down his pants, then he called an ambulance, because he was in considerable pain. I tell you, serves him right for being a pillock, thinking he was Charlie Dimmer. Will he be able to ever wipe his bum again? Now get this!
Oh, Brian's in A&E tonight. Oh, he'll barely move for a fortnight. Oh, that'll teach him not to squat. His bottom hurts, that's why he's making screaming sounds. His bottom hurts, he's gonna need an ultrasound.
Sit on the bog and cry!
Ow! His bottom hurts!
Oh!
His bottom hurts!
Ooh!
His bottom hurts!
It even hurts when I fart, Freddy.
Any way the wind blows.
Oh, it doesn't matter which way.
So, are we now done for this episode? It seems so. Hope you've enjoyed it. And if you have happened upon this episode first and not heard our other stuff from previous weeks, there's another 7 episodes to discover and enjoy in the archive section where you found this podcast. And I hope you regular listeners are spreading the word about this here show to all and sundry. If you are, it is very much appreciated. iandanter.co.uk for questions or comments on an email or via Twitter. It's TalkDance, that's TalkDants. Follow at will. Anything y'all, keep safe, keep well, take care of those close to you. And I'll see you on the next thrilling instalment of Ian Danter's Barmy Old Podcast. And as Des would say,
cheerio.